From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 19th, 2012. This week, we feature another song in the theme of the role of rivers in the American Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Have a listen for about a minute.
'Twas out in the heights of Yorktown where cannons loud did roar. They summoned Lord Cornwallis to fight or else give o'er. His summons to surrender was it unto the Lord, which made him feel like poor Burgoyne and quickly draw his sword. Must I give o'er these glittering troops, these ships and passions too, and yield to General Washington and his bold rebel crew? 'Twas the 19th of October in the year of 81, Cornwallis did surrender to General Washington. 6,000 chosen British troops marched out and grounded armed. Huzzah, you bold Americans, for now sweet music charms.
You've been listening to part of The Surrender of Cornwallis, performed by Bobby Horton on the 2008 album Homespun Songs of the Patriots in the American Revolution. Established on the York River in 1691, Yorktown was an important Virginia port by the time of the Revolutionary War. In 1781, Lord Charles Cornwallis led Great Britain's Southern Army to Yorktown to establish a protected harbor for the British fleet. When George Washington learned that a French fleet was sailing towards Chesapeake Bay, American and French forces marched from New York to Virginia in order to trap Cornwallis's army. The resulting siege of Yorktown, aided by the French blockade of the lower bay after the September 5th naval battle on the bay between Virginia's Cape Henry and Cape Charles, led to Cornwallis's surrender on October 19th. That surrender helped end the war, but the battle severely damaged Yorktown, which never regained its former prominence as a port. Thanks to Bobby Horton for permission to use this week's music. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.